Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey y'all, welcome back. It's been, I mean, it's only been a week for y'all, but it's been some weeks for us because the last time we recorded, I was still pregnant.
Pregnant as fuck.
And we were binge recording because I was about to have the baby. And then Cam was potentially going to be going out of the country.
The country?
Weren't you supposed to go to the country?
No, to LA. Which didn't happen.
No, remember that you were supposed to meet up with some guy. Oh, okay, never mind. I lied. It must have been a dream. I must have dreamed that shit. But anyways, we have a lot to talk about today. Princeton just turned 3 weeks old, and life of being a mom of two has been very different. It has not been as hard as I thought it was going to be because Princeton's honestly like the best baby.
He's so quiet and sweet.
He really is. He doesn't cry at all. Like, he might cry a little bit. It sounds like a cackle almost. But it's like he barely cries, and like we have to wake him up to feed him half the time because he would just rather sleep. So God like knew what he was doing because he was like, girl, Greenlee's a lot, but Princeton's gonna be.
I was scared. I was like, damn, how is she gonna do this? Because Greenlee is such a good baby, but she be all over the place sometimes. No, so I was like, damn, how is this gonna work? But literally, he is the opposite. He is so chill. He doesn't cry. I don't think I've heard him cry at all.
Yeah, see, with Greenlee, she cried a lot, but also when I had Greenlee, I had a lot going on, and so I think she kind of fed off my energy because I really do think the babies can, like, sense the mom's energy, and so, yeah, but he's just really good baby, but Greenlee's also very good, but she requires a lot of attention because she is too, and she's, like, a busybody, and, like, she's always, like, wanting to talk to you and all up in your face, and so it's like I had the best of both worlds, you know, so...
Yin and yang.
Yeah, literally. And so what's so funny is me and you had this conversation when I was pregnant. You were like, he's probably going to be like your husband, more calm. But really, Gavin's not calm. He's hyper. But like, I feel like Princeton is exactly what we said he was going to be. He's just like calm.
He's very chill.
Yeah, he is. But basically what today's episode is going to be about is just kind of catching everybody up on where we've been for the last couple weeks and then like kind of what our goals are for the new year.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited.
I know. I'm very excited because it's already December. Like, I can't even believe that. And then,
my birthday's in like 2 days.
Is it really?
Yeah, girl. December 2nd. Today is Tuesday, November 30th while we're
recording. Why do I always get your birthday mixed up? Like, I always think it's in January. Oh, I bet you it's because my stepdad's birthday is in January, and I always think that. I don't know. But anyways, we got our Christmas tree up. And
very cute, very gorgeous. Where's the angel at the top, though, bitch?
Well, we have to get it. So I wanted to get an angel or like an H at the top for our last name, but we have to get it. Like, I ordered some stockings that are not even, she's shipping them out at the end of this week. And so I was about to say we're kind of running behind, but really
yeah,
not.
Girl, it's December, mama. You should have everything Christmas now.
Yeah. But yeah, we're still getting stuff together. But honestly, like, I need to start Christmas shopping because I haven't even started Christmas shopping, like, for anybody. But also, like, I love the holidays, but, like, I hate the whole, like, everybody gets gifts because I feel like Christmas is more about kids, in my opinion.
Yes.
Like, I feel like for adults, like, it's we enjoy it watching the kids enjoy it. So I feel like, and me and my husband were talking about that too. Like, I feel like this year, I don't want to worry and stress about like, oh, what am I going to get everybody? Like, it really just needs to be focused on the kids, you know? Yeah.
No, I've always been like, oh, I have to get all these people gifts. Like, I'm not doing that this year. I'm telling people, don't buy me nothing, because if you buy me something, I'm going to feel morally obligated to buy you something. And I don't want to do that. I'm only going to buy it for my sister this year. She deserves a lot. So I'm going to buy her as much as I possibly can.
Yeah. I mean, because I was sitting here thinking, like, I don't even know what I'm going to get my husband. And he was like, honestly, we don't even need to worry about getting each other gifts, just to get the kids gifts. Like, right. That it's is my even, Christmas for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like so, and Greenlee's at the age where she likes it. Like, she loved going to get the Christmas tree. She loved decorating it, which I was surprised because I was thinking that she probably would be very uninterested, but she's very interested. And so I'm really excited about like how she's going to feel on Christmas.
Well, she's such a curious child. Well, most children are curious anyways, but she's like extra curious. So no, she's going to love that.
And I'm curious to see like how she's going to react to taking pictures with Santa Claus. Like, I wonder if she's going to be scared or if she's, like, going to be like, pawpaw. Because, you know, she thinks every old – she thinks every man with a beard is a pawpaw. So we have – like, my husband has many guy friends. And, like, some of them are, like, a little older and they have, like, beards going on and maybe, like, a little bit of gray. And some of them don't even have gray in their hair. And Greenlee will be like, pawpaw. And it's just stuck with them. So, like, we've never corrected her. But – so Greenlee has many pawpaws and pop-pops and – you know what I'm saying? So she might just look at him and be like, pop, 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 pop. And I'm like, okay, period. So all the work that we're going to be doing for Christmas is going to go to her pawpaw, I guess. So thanks, Santa.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you. So what are you thinking that you're going to be doing for the holidays? Have you and Mimi put up your tree?
We don't have a tree. We didn't put up a tree last year. I don't know. The holidays, not to get all a little emo, the holidays for me are not the same. You know, after losing a parent, like, I've always loved the holidays, and I still do, of course, but, like, it's not the same, like, and plus I'm older, so I don't, it's just lost its umph for me, really and truly. I guess where I'm at now, like, I just appreciate being with good people and, like, being around my family and my friends and just spending quality time rather than, like, you know, the decorating and the presents and all that. But I don't really have any plans per se. I mean, I'm sure I'll do like, you know, holiday lunch with my family. But I'm excited because every year I go to my stepmom's family. And see, my family is very different because, you know, I am Caucasian. So it's very much we sit down, we eat.
So what's new, everybody? It's quiet in here. The food must be good.
It's like, no offense, but a little boring. And then we go to my stepmom's family, and they're Mexican. So they're like, there's like a party in every corner of the house. Everyone's playing games. Everyone's eating. Everyone's just singing and dancing. And it's just like a good time. And we have this game that we play like at Thanksgiving and at Christmas time where my stepmom, she gets like this huge saran wrap, or she gets like all this saran wrap, and she'll start wrapping it into a ball, and she'll put like gift cards.
I know I've seen that before.
Yes, it's so fun, and she'll put like gift cards and money and lottery tickets and jewelry and candy and like honestly a lot of shit, like a lot of shit. We actually played the other day with her family at Thanksgiving, but like if anyone wants to take notes of this game, it's actually very fun. So basically the name of the game is I don't know the name of the game, but how you play it is you have like dice. Everyone gathers in a circle and you throw the dice and you try to get doubles. And if you get doubles, you are given like the big humongous ball. Like, this ball was the size of like two turkeys. It was huge. And you cannot rip the saran ball. Like, you can only start peeling it loose. And then you keep unraveling it until the next person gets doubles. And then they can snatch the thing. And then whatever they unravel, whatever falls out when they're unraveling it, they get a keep. So I played the other day and I got both the Starbucks gift cards. I was like, yeah. I was manifesting that shit. So, you know, I got my Starbucks today. But yeah, no, I'm really excited about that and just like being around everybody. And they always have the best food and like, that's all my holiday plans is, I guess.
Yeah, see, I don't know what it is about getting older, but like, I don't want to go anywhere. And so, especially like having two kids, I'm like,
it's exhausting.
No, it is. And then I feel bad because like, obviously family like wants to see everybody, but I'm like, it is so exhausting. And like, I feel like you can't even like really enjoy it because you're on the road all day. So I'm like, I just want to stay home and like,
why don't you have a Christmas here?
Well, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was saying. But like for Thanksgiving, my mom invited us to come see all of them, but they were literally like over an hour away and it was on Thanksgiving. And so I was like, there's no way that we're going to be able to do that. And so I was like, y'all can come here or we can come to your house, but that's just a far drive. And I feel like people get their feelings hurt, but I'm like, I'm not trying to be in traffic all day and or on the road. And then you can't even enjoy the holiday. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, especially when you have kids, they want to just like play with their toys and like nobody wants to travel all the time. But that's why I'm like really looking forward to, you know, getting our house, because when we get our house, I'm not traveling anywhere. If y'all want to come see us on Thanksgiving or Christmas, y'all can come to our house. We will host it at our house. Because nobody wants to fucking travel. It's like that's a lot, especially when you have kids and a newborn, you know. But my mom was like, everybody wants to meet the baby and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, they can come meet the baby. They know where I live.
They can come meet the baby here.
Yeah, because like it's a lot.
You're so dramatic, Tasia.
Who, me?
We can't drive an hour. Just whatever what we do.
I mean, no, I am dramatic. I really am, because it's just a lot. And I feel like you can't enjoy the holidays. But I'm also like a homebody. Like I think that prison has done that to me. Like it's. Sometimes, and also, like, I want to say this, after I had Princeton, I was dealing with postpartum for a few days, which mm-hmm. I'm very glad that it only lasted for a few days. I was thinking it was going to last longer.
Some people have it for months.
And so I was doing all this research, and I even went to the doctor for my mental health meds, and like, because I was genuinely concerned, because I don't remember feeling that bad with Greenlee. Like, I know I had it a little bit, but not this bad. But my stomach was always in knots, and like, I just couldn't eat and shit. But I just started praying that it would eventually go away. Because obviously, the first couple of weeks after you have your baby, your hormones are like all over the place. But I'm already on mental health meds. And so I was like, why is this happening to me? Like, you would think that my medicine would level me out. But it eventually did after, you know, I guess like a week or two. And now I'm feeling great. But I was like genuinely concerned. But so I like literally didn't want to leave the house. But yeah, like I feel like I am very much a homebody. Like sometimes like it genuinely, I get scared to leave the house sometimes, like, or big plans, they just scare me because I'm like, that's a lot for me to take in. But also that comes with the anxiety situation, but also being in a place for so long and not being able to do anything. And so then you know, don't want to do anything when you're finally home. It's weird. It's very weird. And I feel like other people that have been in the situation, they talk about it, but it's like, I don't think people really understand the full effect of it. But also, you know, having anxiety and depression, it's like you always kind of are going through the movement, not movements, but your motions. You're going through the motions. Yeah, yeah. I said movements. You're always going through the motions. But like, I'm doing really good now.
Anxiety and depression and any like mental health issue, your brain is constantly going, and like your brain really controls your whole body. So it's exhausting to like deal with mental health issues, because it really exhausts your body. Like, that's what people who don't have like anxiety or depression or things of that nature, like, that's the part they don't understand. It's like, you could tell somebody like, I'm exhausted, and they're like, all you've done is sit in the house all day. No, bitch, I'm tired.
Yeah, no, I know.
Because your mind is not just sitting in the house. Your mind is everywhere.
And the thing is like, I don't want to be on medication for the rest of my life. And so I go to see the doctor, And the first thing that she says is, oh, let's up your medicine. Why is it always like, let's up your medicine? Like, that is like so scary to me. Like, I'm already on such a high dose of my medication. And for those of you who are wondering what I'm on, it's Effexor. And I don't know if you guys are up to date on like what that is or like, you know, kind of mental health meds, but it's like one of the strongest mental health meds for anxiety and depression. It's also for like eating disorders too, which I didn't know until I was already put on it. But like trying to come off of Effexor is very, very difficult. It's like, it fucks with your, what is it called? Like, it's called something like,
your equilibrium.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. It fucks with your equilibrium, all kinds of shit. It's very strong, and they did not tell me this when they put me on it. And so the last thing I want to do is keep going up on this medication, but the doctor was like, yeah, we're going to put you on 300. I'm like, oh, fuck
oh,
no.
God.
That is the highest dose that you could be on, and it's only been studied at 200 milligrams. This is what the doctor was telling me. So she was like, you might get serotonin syndrome and all these things. And I'm sitting here looking at her like, what the fuck? I do not want to take that. So I just let her up it, but I'm not going to be taking that. Because to be honest, I feel like I feel better when I don't take as much. And so being on such a high dose, I feel like can make you more depressed. It definitely helps with my anxiety. It definitely does. But when it comes to the depression part of things, it's starting to make it worse. And so I don't take as much as they've prescribed and I'm feeling a lot better. But there's nothing to be sad about. I think the thing that I struggle with the most is, like we talked about today, it's staying in the house a lot because I do work from home and I do have two kids. And obviously, like, I love being able to, you know, keep my kids. I don't have to worry about them going to daycare and I can see them day in and day out, but it is a lot. And if you're a mom and you're a stay-at-home mom, I feel like it's not talked about enough. Like, it is very, very difficult some days. And there's some days where, you know, you feel depressed because you are inside all day with two kids and that's all you're doing day in and day out. And so I feel like getting out of the house definitely helps for sure, because I'm like in such a better mood, like if I just go out and do something for the day rather than just like sitting in the house
and being stuck in a routine.
Yeah, like that, it gets exhausting.
Also, this truck outside that's loud as fuck for no reason is exhausting.
Oh, I know.
And how the audacity interrupting us.
I think it's a fucking BMW out there and it's so loud.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, very. But
I think we should go on a break.
Let's do it.
It's time for you. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Thank you and God bless you.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Oh.
Hey.
We're back.
We're back and we're better.
Make my titties.
Oh my gosh, friend. I'm fucking scared.
My milky milk.
Ew. Ew.
Can we talk about how I fucking hate social media right now? It's what's been going, you know, we're catching the girls up where we've been, and that's where I'm at. I can't stand social media sometimes, because especially nowadays where we're at, like, everything is highly censored. So I got banned off TikTok last week, right, for 3 days. Because a mutual of mine had shared something about the Kyle Rittenhouse situation. And I said, verbatim, "I'm disgusted, but sadly not surprised," which was the general consensus in the comments. Like, literally everyone was basically saying that same thing. I got hit with, don't even remember what violation, it was some bullshit. They hit me with the violation, deleted my comment, banned me off the app for 3 days, right? I appeal it like I do every violation. They waited 2 days to appeal it, only to tell me, "We reviewed this and determines that it goes against our community guidelines." Bitch, what did? What part of that? Why was all the other comments that said the same thing not violated? It's feeling real personal, bitch. So then I got a notification that said, "If you get one more violation, you're at risk of losing your account permanently." And I'm like, God damn, the amount of times that I've gotten a violation on TikTok for the most bullshit situations, like when I was in LA, I did like a little IG promo and I had like shared all these photos from my IG. And I had a picture where like you could see my little nipple, whatever. Hey, I'm a man. I have nipples. And they hit me with nudity. And I'm like, nudity? But these guys can have their boners all over TikTok. And it has 2 million likes. My fucking promo wasn't even up for 2 minutes. And they hit me with nudity. And then I got banned for a whole week at that period. And then I appealed it. They put it back up. But because I was already violated, I still had to sit and time out like a little baby bitch in the corner. Couldn't get on TikTok for a whole week because of that. I've had so many violations that have been appealed and like they put it back up. So I feel like when they put something back up, like they didn't remove that from your violation history. Like I shouldn't have still been banned off the app. But like you literally can't say anything. And I hate like how fucking sensitive everybody is on the internet. Like, obviously, some things should be off the table. Like, you should not be able to say anything racist or phobic or anything like that. But, like, I hate where we're at, where everyone thinks, like, everyone has to be on the same page and has to, like, agree with everything everybody posts. And, like, if you even disagree or, like, put anything that's not in agreement with what the person posts, it's, like, a fucking problem and you're a bully. Like, there was this video I saw on TikTok of this couple. And, you know, They're sweet, cute, whatever. And they were like making like a Thanksgiving feast. I don't know if you saw it. And she was like, "And now we're gonna season the chicken." And the chicken had like 3 grains of pepper on it. And I was like, "Girl, seasoned where? That was 3 grains of pepper." Nothing was rude about that comment.
Yeah.
People in the comments like, "Wow, I can't believe you, Camo. I'm disgusted. You're a bully." Girl, I didn't say nothing rude to this bitch. Like, and like anytime you just disagree, like if anytime I say something like that, like also I saw this video of this girl and she was pitching a fit in the store and like falling all over the floor and screaming and acting a damn fool. And I commented, I said, "My mother would have slapped me into next Christmas in front of all them folks." And people are in the comments, "Oh, think about the fact that you actually commented that. Blah, say, blah, say, blah." Shut the fuck up. Damn. Y'all are annoying as fuck. Like, you literally have to sit on this app and be so, like, watered down. You can't have an opinion at all. Otherwise, somebody's going to come for your throat and paint you as you're this, like, bully and, like, girl.
I follow people that are not liked on TikTok because I can. And there's people that I think some of their videos are fucking funny and I will comment on them and people will be like, "Wow, I can't believe you support them. Unfollow." It happens to me all the time.
Oh, I know. My friend Amanda on the app. Like, we have like different political beliefs, whatever. But like anytime that she's ever in my comments being supportive and vice versa, someone's always like replying, like they'll reply to her comments and be like, "Wow, do you even know that you're in Camo's comments? Like, why are you over here? You're not welcome. He doesn't like you," or like, "He doesn't agree with what you believe in. Get out of here." And they like bully her. And then when I comment on her post, they're like, "Wow, I'm disgusted to see you here, Camo. Blah, say, blah, say, blah." Shut the fuck up. Like, not everyone doesn't have to be on the same page.
Yeah, you don't have to agree with, yeah, you can still be friends and like people's content. Just because y'all have different political views, and it doesn't mean that you can't like them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's like, people that I follow. Do I agree with every post that they do? No. Do I agree with the fact that they troll? No, I don't agree with it. But there are some videos that I think are funny. And outside of TikTok, do I like the person that they are? Yes. But people, that's another thing that people don't understand. Like, people on social media and in real life are different. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you only see what people show you. And you can't really judge somebody off of TikTok. You can't judge somebody off of social media. You just can't do it. You know, you see the highlight reels. We've talked about this before. And so,
well, sadly, I put everything out there. And so when I'm upset or I'm irritated or I'm mad, I get on TikTok immediately and start ranting. So unfortunately, what you see is literally what you get from me personally. But no, the internet is such a game, but like, I have been all over the place on social media.
I used to be like that. And then I, you know, in the midst of, you know, my drug and alcohol, you know, addiction and all that chaos, I would like always post things when I was upset and it just like always backfired. And so what I've learned is like to not do that. Now, I don't think anything's wrong with it, but just for me personally, like I would take it too far and it would always backfire on me. So I definitely don't post. If I get mad or if I'm upset, like I don't go on the internet and talk about it. I just keep it to myself. But I used to do that all the time.
Well, I just hate how on TikTok, like people can, like small accounts can get away with like making all these hateful videos. And then if you rebuttal what they're saying, you get in trouble. And I'm like, girl, this person is calling me slurs. They're telling me to kill myself. They're telling me all these crazy things. And all I said was, bitch, your shoes came from Payless.
Yes.
And I'm getting kicked off the app for a week.
Yeah.
For bullying and harassing. Make it fucking make goddamn sense. God forgive. I'm so sorry. But shit, it don't make no damn sense.
No, it really doesn't. I don't understand that. But on that note, we're going to go on another break and we will be right back.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome the fuck back.
I was just about to talk when you started talking. I'm glad I didn't. Like, what? But we are going to talk about our goals for 2021. I meant 2022.
Girl,
oh my gosh.
Living in the past.
I was just thinking, when Princeton is older, he's going to be like, yeah, I was born in 2021. That is so weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's like, what? Anyways, I would say that my goals are definitely, so this upcoming year is exciting because in January, I will be off parole. And then in February, I will get my license back. And I get this question all the time. They're like, you know, when do you get your license back? And like, what does this mean? I get my license back in February, but it is going to be super, super expensive because I am pretty sure that I have to get like a breathalyzer in my car. I have to pay for SSRI insurance, on top of already having a car payment. So it's going to be very, very expensive, but it is what it is. In order to get, so basically I'm going to be on like a permit and I have to hold that permit for a year and pay all these fees. So even if I didn't want to pay the fees and I'm like, oh, I'll just wait, you know, for 2 years so I don't have to pay the fees, I can't even do that. I have to hold a, this insurance for a year before I can get my regular license back. So part of me was like, well, I'm not going to drive in February. It's going to be expensive. So I'll just wait. And no, you have to obtain it for a year. So you have no fucking choice. And so, but it's going to be fine. It's just part of the process of, you know, whatever. And I'm super excited about that. And also I am in the process of also building my credit. So I've never had a credit card, which is actually crazy for
I've never had a credit card
all
either.
The life that I've experienced. I've never built, I never had it because I was always like, well, I don't want to ruin my credit. And so I found out that basically having no credit is worse than having bad credit. And so I have no credit at all. And so luckily my dad has put me on his credit card and he had to co-sign with me to for like my car or whatever. And so the car is helping me basically build my credit and it's already working and my credit's already looking very cute and gorgeous. And so in the next few months, by the time that my lease is up for my apartment, I'll be able to get a house because I've been trying to get a house, you know, for the past 9 months and I just didn't have enough credit. So, which sucks because I'm just like, why? What the fuck? So my rent is fucking outrageous. It's fucking expensive as hell. And, but anyways, we're just, you know, we're just like living lavish out here. But yeah, so the next upcoming year is like, there's so many exciting events and yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
No, they're sorry. I'm ADHD as fuck. So, I was replying to a little message talking to this boy. I have a lot of goals for the next year. I have really been trying to implement self-control and just really trying to do better, make better decisions for myself. I by no means am ever going to say I'm going to stop smoking weed because every time I've ever said that, girl, let me be realistic. So I have been doing better about not smoking. I smoked for the first time yesterday in 4 days, which is that is a new leaf turned for me. For the past 11 years, I have smoked every day, with the exception of two time periods where, like, I had no other choice but to not smoke. But, yeah, so I'm going to try to, like, really tone down on my smoking habits. I've really been doing better about my eating. Like, I'm really trying to...
You definitely lost weight.
Really?
Yeah, because every time I see you, you look smaller.
Thank you so much. It's really hard.
And even if you're not losing weight, you're losing inches.
Yeah, I feel like my face. Like, y'all see my face? It's giving very much cute and gorgeous. And my titties looking perky. I've been doing better about, like, not just binging. So, like, you know, people sometimes don't recognize binge eating as an eating disorder. But, like, I've always stress ate. And, you know, the past few years has been very stressful, losing my mother.
It's definitely an eating disorder, friend.
Yeah, no, it is. But some people, like, when they think eating disorder, they just think, like, you know, you're not eating or, like, you're, you know. But, like, also there is the opposite end of it. And, unfortunately, I have a binge eating problem. So when I get stressed out or I get irritated or something's not going my way, my go-to is to self-medicate. And that is to, one, get high and then stuff my fucking face with everything in sight. And so the past few weeks, oh dude, I fucking hate it. Like, I feel like I make, like, I move up two steps and I go fucking five back. Because so I, like, went to the gym. I, like 2 weeks, like a week ago, I had, like, put an alarm for 6 o'clock. I got up. I was out of my bed at 6:15. I was ready. I was at the door at 6:30. I was at the gym at 7. And I was just feeling very cute and gorgeous. I did a great workout. I started taking whey protein, which I never did in the past when I, like, lost weight. And, like, it really amplified my workout. Like, I was able to...
You start also taking pre-workout because it pumps you up and you have so much energy.
Well, I took it as pre-workout, but, like, I took it, like, right before I went to the gym. And then, like, I was able to lift, like, twice what I left off, like, a year ago lifting. And I was like, oh my God, like this is so easy, bitch. Like I was just like pumping it. And I was like, damn. And then the next day I got sick. I got fucking sick for a week. Then I got unsick. And then I got motherfucking pink eye. I'm good now, but that's why I'm wearing glasses. I had to stop wearing, if you've seen the visual, I'm wearing glasses because I can't wear my contacts.
I like them now. And I am.
Do you?
They're very cute and gorgeous.
Thank you. I feel like they're giving House of Gucci, and I love that. I watched that movie the other day.
Okay, what is it on? Because we can't find it.
It's in the movie theater, what?
Yeah, but we tried to find it on here because we have the Amazon Prime and all that shit.
Is that a thing you can...
You can watch, yes, we watch what's in the movies online, but we cannot find it because I've been wanting to fucking
girl,
watch it.
Girl, it is such a good movie.
Don't talk about it because I want to see it back.
I won't tell you the details.
I love Lady Gaga.
Me too.
She is a beauty queen.
Okay, while we're on the topic of Lady Gaga, let me just go ahead and throw this out there. In high school, there's only been a few people that I have had unhealthy obsessions with, and Lady Gaga takes the cake. So from eighth grade up until the year after senior year, I was obsessed. Specifically grade 10 to senior year. I'm not even kidding, Tasia. I every day had to wear a Lady Gaga shirt to school. Every fucking day. It was a Lady Gaga. From 2010 to 2013, I had every single Lady Gaga band t-shirt that came into Hot Topic. Spencer's was on her website. I even was buying bootleg shit off eBay. I had every chain that said Lady Gaga, every little rubber bracelet. Like, it was unhealthy. This is so embarrassing. I went by Sir Gaga. Like, fucking cringe.
Sir Gaga, as you should.
Cringe. Girl, and I fucking like got these custom Converse and I had like zebra print on it and they were red and purple and it said Sir Gaga on the side. I thought I was the fucking shit, bitch. No wonder people thought I was fucking weird and cringe. But point being made, like, I just love Gaga and I'm just so happy. Like, she's really done it. She's such a, like, she is a mastermind. Like, she excels in every single thing she does. Literally everything she gives it her all. Her live performances, her albums, her lyricism, her movies, like literally everything that bitch does, gold. She is fucking iconic. I love you, Gaga. Stephanie, can I call you Stephanie?
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's a gorgeous, gorgeous beauty queen.
No, but you really need to see it. If y'all have not seen House of Gucci.
You went to the movies and saw it?
Yes, girl. And it was the best movie I've seen in such a long time. I learned so much about Gucci because it's like based off the real story. And so that was like, it was very informative. I learned so much. So
we have, you know, we pay for internet. We don't like, because we don't watch cable, but we have like all the apps and like the movies that are in the movie theater we're able to watch. And like, we were so excited to watch it and we can't find it. And we've even looked up like where it would be. Like, I don't understand.
You might just have to go to the theater.
Yeah, with two babies. Yeah. Like, what?
That might be hard. I would go, like, at a matinee when there's nobody there. But, like, girl, we got way off topic. The goals for the next year. Gaga, you had your whole segment. But anyways, moving on. So, yeah, I've been doing better about my eating, not smoking as much. I'm really trying to get back into the gym next year. Like, I just feel like there's just so many, like, things getting in the way. Like, I got sick and then I got pink eye. And it's just been one thing after another, bitch. But, like, I've really done good about not overeating. Like, I've always had this unhealthy obsession where, like, I'm just always eating, or like I feel like I have to eat because it's breakfast time, or I have to eat because it. No, I've not been doing that, and I just been feeling better. I've been trying to fill myself up on fluids. I drink two BioLites every day. If you don't know what that is, it's a life savior. I hope one day that we can get like some type of sponsorship. BioLite, if you're listening, hey, I love you. I've been taking probiotics, prebiotics, like...
You know, what is the brand? Alani? I think I'm saying it wrong.
Are you saying Ollie?
No, it's like Alani. They have like pre-workout energy drinks, candy bars that are like good for you, like if you're craving a candy bar. It's like nutrition stuff, but they are so nice. Like, and this is why I want to say this, because they don't care if I promote them or not. They send me.
Is that what all those drinks were?
Yes. They send me every month they send me new shit. They don't care if I promote or not. Like, hey, we want to send you our next stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes.
Absolutely.
And it's expensive stuff and they send so much. So shout out to you guys.
Send me something.
I mean, it is crazy, friend. I'm like, And the drinks are like 10 calories and like it's really good for you. And like,
okay.
The candy bars, quote unquote, it's like protein bars.
Okay.
And it's like, it's like made out of real cocoa and like, it's just healthier for you. So if you're craving like a candy bar, you eat those instead and you don't feel as bad. And so, yeah, they send me, it's Alani Nutrition. That's exactly what they're called. And we love them.
I'm gonna look into them.
Yes, I'll have to send you their thing. But they're so nice. I was like, that is so freaking nice.
Yeah, I think next year is really just going to be all about like self-care and really getting my mental. Like, I want to go and like really, okay, I don't have health insurance. Crazy, I know, bitch. I'm lazy as fuck and I just haven't applied. But next year I want to really like get that in order, get some insurance going so that I can go see a psychiatrist.
Yes.
And maybe get medicated because I'm always exhausted. And I think it's just because my mind is always moving 1,000 miles a second. And I just always have these thoughts and these ideas and my brain just doesn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's always running.
It's always running.
Racing.
And, like, I just want to like... was and like, you know, just like breathe the air in my lungs and not worry and not think about things. I just want to sit and like just be creative, and it's really just hindering my creativity and everything. It's crippling, bitch. But I am getting better about things, so I just want 2022 to be like where I really put myself first and my mental state and my body, and just get my mind, body, and soul all in alignment. And like, I don't know, I want to really get back getting fit again, because girl, like, for those of you who don't know, I lost 120 pounds healthily, and then I gained like 90 of that back from the past 2 years with lots of, you know, trauma. But you know, if I did it once, I can do it again. So I want to really work on that, and also I want to get a BBL. So like, just like I'm putting this as like a seed, I'm planting it. So today is, again, it's November 30th, 2021. I will have a BBL next summer, okay? And I will be making the steps I need to move to LA. So I want to review this footage, this audio in a year from now and see where we're really at. And I just really hope that I got some big old buns going back there. You know what I'm saying, bitch?
Yes, bitch. I always say that I want to get a boob job. And then I'm like, no, never mind. But then like... being pregnant and like seeing my boobs like bigger and then they just like went down immediately because I'm not breastfeeding. I'm like, holy fuck. Like I literally don't have boobs at all.
You could just get like, you don't even really have any fat on you, but like they could put like, or take some fat out of other parts of your body like they would a BBL and put them in your titties.
Yeah, like my stomach.
Yeah, do it.
But I would have to do it now because if I lose any more weight, they're gonna be like, you don't have enough fat. Like
yeah,
that one time they were telling me that I didn't have enough fat to remove that fucking scar. I'm like, oh, yay. But anyways, yeah, I still have, I do want to lose some weight and I need to be, you know, easy on myself because I just had a baby.
Yeah.
And I already lost 30 pounds, but like, I'm just so fucking strict on myself and like, I get in my head about everything and I'm like, it's not good enough. But yeah, like you're right. If getting out would definitely help. And I think I'm going to start doing that because there's a gym in the neighborhood. So like at nighttime, I can fucking go and do that.
Yeah, do that. Dude, literally go. Like, I remember when I was going to the gym, I felt so refreshed. Like, going to the gym was a struggle. But once I got there and started working out and, like, put in the work, after I felt so good about myself and it just, like, really pumped me up. And it just made my blood feel good and my whole body just, like, felt... like I was doing something.
Well, because
good
it's
for
so good for you when you already have mental health, like it's really good for you. One of my favorite things to do is run. It like it just it makes me feel so good, and like I know that if I started working out mentally, I would just feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And so I definitely need to do that. I literally have been thinking about even getting a treadmill and putting it in this fucking apartment and just running.
Oh, girl, it is too no. I mean, this is a big apartment, but a treadmill.
That's just where I'm at with it. You know what I'm saying? That way, like, I could literally wake up and do it. I don't have to, like, wait till at night when, you know, Gavin's here and wait till the kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could literally do it in my house. But, yeah, you're right. It is fucking way too fucking small in this bitch.
When you get your house.
Yes. Now, that right there, I would literally have a room for working out.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love that.
That would be cute and gorgeous.
But on that note, I think this sums up this week's episode. And we thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you turn on them post bell notifications. And, you know... rate and review. And we love y'all so damn much. And
so
we look forward to, you know, chit-chatting with y'all next week. Thank y'all. Love you so damn much.
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.